Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory Peace Church. Welcome back, everyone. Good to see everyone this morning. Good morning to those online. Hallelujah. Welcome here. We just praise God. Thank you, Father God, that you are here. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together. We praise your name, Father. There is no one like you, God. We worship you.
You're not a man, no. You. See what the Lord has done. See what the Lord has done. Let your eyes be open. See what the Lord has done. What we've waited for. Has come to pass. Katobu shandere bakaya. Oh, we bless your holy name. See what the Lord has done. Open your eyes and see.
See what the Lord has done.
What we've waited
for.
Yes, has come
to pass.
Let there be manifestation,
Lord.
The Lord says, they that wait upon the Lord shall have their strength renewed. They will run and they won't be weary. They will walk and not faint. Father, we embrace your eternal word. Thank you, Lord, that you're not the God of disappointments. You are the God who sets appointments and you fulfill your word. You're the God of covenant. We place our faith in you. We trust you. We rely on you. And we thank you that you've come through for us. You have come through. You watched us. You cared for us. And today, we just want to say thank you, Father. Thank you. What we've waited for has come to pass.
See what the Lord has done.
What we've waited for has come to pass.
See what
Father, we see the clouds have been rolled away, and we see clearly now all that you have done. We receive it, we step into this arena of your miraculous, and we enjoy the blessings that you have so graciously bestowed on your people. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Shout, hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. So good to have you in the house of the Lord today. You may be seated. You know, the word of the Lord says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not what? Want. There's nothing that you are going to want, because it's all provided. Just like we sang just a moment ago, see what the Lord had done. Amen? So I say, He's my provider, He's my peace, He's my joy, He's my everything. Praise the Lord. You know, there used to be this old song we used to sing. I don't know if you know it. He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, made everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? He is my everything. He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me. He's made everything new. He is my everything. Now what about you? He is my everything. Oh, He is my all. He is my everything, both great and small. He gave His life for me, everything.
Sing it, right, sing it.
He is my everything.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, worship team. That was great. This time, Mama is going to come and lead us in our time of prayer.
Everybody, praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah. I saw Ayana's friend in church today and the mommy, so praise the Lord. Praise God. Let's pray. The rest of you, stretch your hands as we pray for our families, including yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for another beautiful day, a glorious day. You woke us up this morning. You gave us life. You gave us your breath. You gave us your word. You gave us your name. and he gave us a deed. And that deed is that we've been set free, taken out of darkness into your marvelous light. We want to thank you for us, every one of us, all our biological children, our spiritual children, extended families, partners all over the world, every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, every single one of them, Father, remember everyone. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember us and put us in your rest. We thank you for healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, your favor, your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for your holy word. Let all your children learn and follow you and do the things that magnify your holy name. Thank you, O God, for restoring peace, joy, stability, and the goodness of God in every one of their homes and in their lives, in all our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, children, see you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you. We receive you. Have your way in the service, in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our nation. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You should have been saying a big amen to that. Because without him, you are nothing. Without him leading and guiding you all week, you walk in vain. May you not walk in vain. May everything that you do prosper and bring glory to the living God. Turn your Bible to Psalm 145. You can catch up. I start reading from verse 1. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I'll bless thy name forever and ever. How many times should you bless him? Even when things are not going right, you bless him. Somebody bless the Lord. Every day will I bless thee, and I'll praise thy name forever and ever. Praise the Lord. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah. One generation shall praise thy works to another, and shall declare thy mighty acts. May you be part of that generation that declares his mighty acts. I will declare his mighty acts, me and my household. In Jesus' name, amen. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. Hallelujah. We don't complain about the Lord, we speak about his goodness. Hallelujah. We want to talk about his goodness. Stop talking your problem over and over. Talk about God's glorious works. Switch. Somebody say, I will switch. Some people just like to talk about problem nonstop. May you switch to talking about his goodness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, look at how things are going in our world. God still put on the light for us. Praise the Lord. It doesn't say, look at this mess, no light today. We still have light. It's called daylight. Praise the Lord. You should praise him. Did you praise him that there's daylight today? You wouldn't want to have been in Egypt when there was light in Goshen. And the Bible said everything was so dark, you can't even see the person sitting next to you. Thank God for delivering us from darkness. They did not enjoy that for one day. They stayed in that. So begin to thank God for just daylight. Praise the Lord. Rise up when you see the sunrise. Say, God is at it again. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make your day. Take your eyes off your problems. Put it back where it belongs. Set your affection on the Lord Jesus. Set it on God Almighty. Hallelujah. When the night falls, say, look, God is at it again. It's bedtime. He switched off the light again. Praise the Lord. But then he gives you little stars and moon and planets. Yesterday was our grandson's granddaughter and grandson's birthday. They celebrated together. They were both born in Rosh Hashanah, so as Honore and Ayana. So the parents had a combined birthday party for them, you know. And then when we're going home, the other two grandchildren were there, Atticus and Aniko. And then we're going, and Atticus is pointing and saying, look at those. You see that? He's telling the little sister, see that one over there? Those are planets. Those are not just stars. I said, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He's 7 years old. He understands that. And some of us, we will understand all the time. I will not say sometimes. Say understand all the time. Say amen. Well, that's why all the time when I come here, I say the spirit of understanding. Jesus understood that. Praise the Lord. And when we finish praying that, some of you can't even say amen. You just keep quiet. Jesus needed that. So if he needed that, I need that. He operated with those seven spirits. He said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me. What do you think he was talking? He was talking about that. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So give him thanks. Can your hands move this morning? Can you clap them? Hallelujah. I believe if you keep clapping those hands, you will never have arthritis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, God, say, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Keep clapping those hands. Clap it to his glory. If you lift those hands up, they will never be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. If you move those feet, you will never have stroke. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Give him praise. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. May there be terrible acts that you are going to give glory to God. Say, look what God has done. He so scared the enemy away, and look at my victory. Hallelujah. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. Verse 8, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all and his tender mercies are over all his works. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord forevermore. Praise the Lord forevermore. Hallelujah, all over his works. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Are you the work of his hands? His tender mercies are all over you now, all over me. Somebody say, it's all over me. It's all over me and my household. He's even all over all your cells, blood cells, muscle cells, flesh cell, every single one of them. Let every cell, you know, I was just praising the Lord and I saw my little cells, every one of them opening up and say, praise the Lord. As I'm saying, praise the Lord. May all your cells begin to praise the Lord. Huh? Say, praise the Lord. May, you know, when the word become alive in you, then the place that took me to was too much. Praise the Lord. But we give God praise. Let all your cells. Do you see even this, your skin? Take a look at your hand, the back of your hand. That's what you can see now, you know. There's no mirror, so everybody can see their hand. Every single thing there is all cells moved, put together. Praise the Lord. And all of them are praising the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. All of them opening and say, hallelujah. Now tell me which devil can stay in there. So sickness must leave. Begin to praise him. Praise him with everything within you. That thing must leave. I've never seen the devil wake up today and say, I'm going to praise God. I've not seen demons wake up and say, I'm going to praise God. So why don't you praise God with everything within you and let everything go back to its original state? God's state. God's state. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm in a God state. Say amen. That's all I can say about that. So let me move on because I'm going to have so much good time and there might not be enough time for Apostle to come. So let's move on. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, move on. Verse 9. He said, just taste and see that the Lord is good. So now you understand when I say God's word is so yummy. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are all over all his works, including every member of your family, including your city and your nation, everything. 10, all thy works shall praise thee. That's, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. Praise the Lord. All thy works shall praise thee. When I say all my little cells open up praising the Lord, I saw them with all their mouths praising the Lord. Hallelujah! Glory to God. They shall speak of thy glory, of thy kingdom, and shall talk of thy power. So what am I doing now? When I say hallelujah, everything about me is talking about God now. Hallelujah! Praise him out of your lack and your problem today. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him out of your pain. When that pain is there, you begin to command that spot. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Speak of the glory. Speak of his kingdom. Talk about his power. Well, that's more than enough. You better shout hallelujah. I just gave you keys for the kingdom. Use it. 12. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. Verse 14, the Lord upholdeth all that fall, and raiseth up all those that be bowed down. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You will never stay down. You are an up person. Come up higher. Come up higher. That's where God has called us to, and that's where we stay. We are not a valley dweller. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Mountain people, praise the Lord. 15, it says you are head and not tail. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Say a big amen. Amen. We sang this morning, what we've waited for has come to pass. You will have your due season. Somebody say, I will have my due season. My meat must show up in my due season. That's providence, it's provision. Hallelujah. That openeth thy hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. May you have desire for the things of God so that you will be satisfied. Are you a living thing this morning? Every living thing, he satisfies them. Hallelujah. He opened his hand and satisfied. Everything I need is coming from him. Somebody say, I receive my portion. Amen. Verse 17, the Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him, to all that call upon him in truth. Say a big amen. Call upon him in truth, not in fantasy. Hallelujah. Truth, his word. What he says in his word, use that to call upon him. Say amen. 19, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. Say amen. Say, that's me. 20, the Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Say, I love the Lord, so I am preserved, me and my household. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, anybody who's wicked to you, God has guaranteed he will destroy them, and God has guaranteed he will preserve you. So I am on the love side. If you are on the wicked side, switch. Say, I'm on the love side. 21, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Whose mouth again? You mean Sister Lindsay has to come and praise for you today? She's praising God for herself. So you better use your own mouth and praise. Hallelujah. You are in the house of your Father, so there is no shyness or timidity. Hallelujah. I've never seen a child. If a child is so shy and timid before their father, then there's something wrong in that household. Children always cry, Abba, Abba, Daddy, Daddy. Hallelujah. Even when they don't need anything, Daddy this, Daddy that. Or Mommy this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Say, my mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him like that miracle you are looking for has already happened. Begin to praise him that answer is already done. Praise him as if you are living in it. I'm living in that blessing. Hallelujah. Praise him. You're already in a full house. Praise him. Praise him. Everything that has breath, praise him. Praise him. Praise him for divine health. Praise him for your financial breakthrough. Praise him that all members of your household, they are saved, walking and filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise him. Praise him, praise him. Praise him that you have the right spouse. Praise him that you are married. Even when you're not married, begin to praise him that person is on the way to you. Praise him. Give him praise. And let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Are you flesh this morning? Say, bless his holy name. You see, we're not doing strange things. We are praising. If when you don't do this, then you are strange. May you not be strange children. Good children are blessing their parents. They bless their parents. They are thankful for their parents. Somebody say, I'm not a strange child. And I don't have a strange God. I have a living God. Hallelujah. And I'm good child of the living God. It's everything. Bless his holy name. God is good. And everything God has made, God says is good. Is that not what he told us? In Genesis 1, he says good. And then he says what? Very good. So you are a very good child of God. Hallelujah. Say, very good. I know some people take the scripture and say, God says only God is good. Yes, he's good because out of his goodness, you came out. Hallelujah. You are word made. You came out of him. So God cannot make anything evil. He made good. So good children, praise the good God. Shout one more hallelujah. Okay, rise with me. Let's pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's a command. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. That's what we're told to do. The king is coming back. And when he comes, he's coming to Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Maranatha. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, O God. We have read your word, prayed your word, spoken your words out of our mouth. Take it as our prayer unto you, O Lord. We bless your holy name. May we begin to bless you at all times. Hallelujah. Even when disruptions come, we'll remember to bless you. Not talk about the disruption to switch. Lord, help our mind to switch speedily to the things of God. In the name of Jesus, even when things annoy us, may we switch to praising you instead of the annoyance. We receive that grace now. In the name of Jesus. Let your praise continually be in our mouth, saying, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 The best is happening now. Even when the worst is happening, begin to say, the best is happening now. The best is happening now. The best is happening now. There is a turnaround. There is a turnaround. This house is full. Every seat is occupied. Where people are lifting holy hands, magnifying your holy name. Overflow. Overflow. In the cities and in the nations of people glorifying your holy name. We pray now for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, O God, to the nation of Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are fulfilling it already. We give you praise, O God. Out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. And Lord, your word says every family is named by you, our living God. Remember your people, Lord. Remember every one of us today and bring us into your rest. We pray that peace over the nation of Israel. Israel, your glory. Israel, the apple of your eye. Israel, carved in the palm of your hand. Israel, your firstborn. As you remember, so shall all nations be blessed. So Israel is blessed, so is Canada, Nigeria, United States of America, Cuba, every nation, even Germany, in the name of Jesus. All the islands of the seas, bless your people, Lord. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, for their sake, save them. Save their family. Save them, O God. For Abraham's sake, you save Lot and his family. Save your people, Lord. Save your Savior. Save every member of our household. Let all of them be filled with the Holy Ghost, walking in the light, walking in the glory, giving thanks and giving praise. Thank you, Lord, that your people are strong. Strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. We declare, be healed, be restored, be made whole in the name of Jesus. And those who are traveling, grant them journey mercies to go and to come back. Those who are expecting children to be born, may they give birth to children like Hebrew women, healthy, strong, and vibrant. The curse of the woman is destroyed from their lives. They will not give birth in sorrow, but in joy. In Jesus' mighty name, thank you for deliverance. Thank you for wholeness. Bless your people. Let the word of the Lord come this morning with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, healing, and deliverance, and solutions and answers. In the name of Jesus, bless the giver of the word, the carrier of the word, the speaker of the word, the receiver of the word, and those who run to publish the word, telling somebody about Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Apostle.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you having a good time in the presence of the Lord this morning?
Amen.
Amen. That's good. The last few days, we've been celebrating a very special feast. defeat.